Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about an event that will be happening later today, the Relay for Life here in Jessamine County to benefit the American Cancer Society. We'll talk to Judy Likens, who's been involved with the Relay for 20 years, right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we talk about people, places, and things. Now, most of our shows that you hear are about the history of Jessamine County and things that have happened in the past or people who have been prominent. But today, we're going to talk about an event that not only has happened in the past, it's a very current event. In fact, it's happening tonight as we speak here on this June 10th at about 4 o'clock. And it is the annual Relay for Life here in Jessamine County, which is to benefit the American Cancer Society. With me today is a lady who has been involved with this particular event here in our county probably about as long as it's been going on, 20 years, I think, and we appreciate her coming in. Hi, Judy Likens.
Hello.
I'm going to move that just a little closer.
Okay.
Tonight is the big night, the night that you all started working on last year about this time, as soon as the last one was over, and that's the Relay for Life. This event, Judy, is big, and it's not just here. It's all over the country, isn't it?
Yes.
How it got started?
No, I don't. I do know previously, before coming to Nicholasville, it was 2 years in Wilmore.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything about who formed it.
But I mean nationwide. It's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And this is the 21st year in Jessamine County.
21.
I can tell you that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember back, the American Cancer Society, there has been a group in Jessamine County for quite a while. Because way back, and I'm going to go way back in the early 80s. There was a lady here in town named Virginia Rose who used to own a dress shop. She lived up in a big brick house, which still stands behind, it's on Richmond Avenue, right behind CVS. And she was a dressmaker, and she was a lady that knew a lot about history. Anyway, she got involved in the American Cancer Society here in Jessamine County. And at that time, I was the old NVL, and she came to us and got us involved. And one of the first fundraisers that we ever had back then was a radiothon that we would go on the air one Saturday all day long, and we'd get items, kind of like the Lions Club auction, and we'd get items, and we would, and this is hard to believe, guys, we would auction them off on the radio, so you couldn't see where you were buying. You had to believe what we were telling you, and people would call in and give donations. I remember we did it one year, Judy. The snow outside was absolutely terrible. It was so cold, and there was a fella named John McNeese and I who stood out on the sidewalk of NVL with microphones, and our deal was we were not going to come inside until we raised a certain amount of money. When by the time we got in, John at that time had a beard and mustache. He had little icicles dripping off his mustache. But I remember raising money for the as far back as then for the American Cancer Society. Now, 21 years ago, the Relay came into the picture, and I guess this is the major way to make money for our local group. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Does the local group get to keep any of this money?
It goes to the American Cancer Society, and believe it or not, they do a lot of grants. Mm-hmm. And as of this year, they have donated funds for 47 Nobel Prize winners. Mm-hmm. And these are for scientists, and they do a lot of research, and a lot of research has come from that. The structure of the DNA, the link between mammography for breast cancer, and the PSA test for prostate cancer. And that's how this has come about.
Well, I know, and a lot of people kind of get them confused sometimes. The Cancer Society is more on the research, education, that end of the disease, whereas a group like the hospice. They're more on actually dealing with the patient. Yes. So this is an important thing because you can deal with patients, and nothing against the hospice at all because they do a great job. But if you don't have people over here researching these diseases and trying to find cures, then we've got a lot more people that hospice has to take care of. So you guys are in your 21st year of doing this. Now, you're at West Jessamine Middle tonight. Is that right?
Yes.
How long has it been there? Do you know?
Well, it's been there since 1999. Well, actually, 98.
Yeah.
Because that was my first year
even
going there. I went there like 6 months after my treatment.
Uh-huh.
And I had never heard of the Relay for
Life. Oh, really? And you just showed up?
Well, no. I have a friend that I worked with at Warner Elementary.
Yeah.
Jan Teeter.
Yeah.
She and Paula Sowers were the one that headed it up at, well, her husband's, the school that he was principal at at that time. And she asked me, she said, Judy, I'd like for you to come to the Relay. And like I say, I did not know what the Relay was. Mm-hmm. And first I thought, why do I want to think about what I've gone through the last 6 months?
Yeah.
And I was a little hesitant about it. I went ahead and went, and it was the best.
Yeah.
There were just about 30 cancer survivors, very small.
Mm-hmm.
We met in the school library. We had just a little Cheez-Its to eat, chips, and that kind of thing. And there's a few door prizes that were given. But we went out on, they didn't have the track at that time. It wasn't developed at all.
Yeah.
So we did it around the parking lot. And they announced our names. And of course, they announced mine the second. And I thought, oh, why are they announcing mine the second one? I won't know what to do. And they handed me a balloon and they said, walk around the track and let the balloon go halfway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a very emotional person.
Yeah.
And all of this was billowing up inside of me, and they called my name. And I thought, well, here goes. And I walk around, and I just realized that the Lord has left me here on this earth
for some
something.
Reason. Right.
I really believe that. And I get around, and of course, my face, I had tears flowing. I had some friends off to the side, and they seen me.
Yeah.
And their tears were flowing. And I can remember that so much. And it was... I've been to many. I have not missed a relay since then. And, you know, of all the ones, that was the most emotional.
Well,
one
sure,
for me
your
because
first
it was my first, and I something I'll just never forget.
And one thing that's very important that you just said, yes, folks, tonight's relay is to try to help raise some money, but that's not all what it's about. One of the things that, and we'll talk kind of about what all you're going to do, but one of the things you guys do to kind of start it off at 4 o'clock is you have a lap called a survivor's lap. Now, you said that year there was about 30. Do you have any idea? Well, maybe you can't tell me this year, but last year, how many survivors did you have show up?
We had 100 and I think three that showed up. And there were some that were added on because they didn't get to my dinner where the registration is.
Yeah.
So they kind of tagged on, and Tom Buford is always does our name calling.
Right.
And he asked the crowd, is there anyone that came in late? And we always have one or two that show up, and we add them onto the list. And, of course, the one that will lead the first lap will be Kylie and her family.
Yeah, we'll talk. Let me bring that up just a minute. But when I tell you the survivor lap, it's really cool because when Tom reads the names, you have this walkway that people walk through. And all folks, these are people who have survived cancer of some sort. And I was last year in standing there next to Tom, I was recognizing that you had some people there, 20-year survivors or maybe more. I don't know exactly the longest one, but it was a long time.
Yes.
My wife actually went last year, and she had just had her surgery 10 days prior. And actually, she was a survivor at that point because when they did her surgery, she had breast cancer. When she did her surgery and removed those and checked her lymph nodes and she was clear, she actually was cured at that point because it was gone. So she was a 10-day survivor. So we had people from all breasts there. You had people with breast cancer, skin. I mean, there was everything there. So they make a walk by themselves. as survivors, and I think you gave them last year, they get a medal maybe and a T-shirt and a rose or something like that.
Carnation.
Yeah, and they get to walk that first walk. Mm-hmm. Now, that leads us up to your Grand Marshal. You always want to have a Grand Marshal in a parade. Tell us about this year who she is.
Okay, this is Kylie. She is, last year, she was a sophomore at West Jessamine High School.
She's at East, I think. Yeah.
I'm sorry, East Jessamine High School. And I met her and her mother a few months ago. And previously, though, the reason that I kind of chose her, or at least asked her if she'd be willing, was the Jessamine Journal had a big article in the paper, and it was September 2016. And, of course, our relay had already gone.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I tore that out and put it in my files, and I thought, I'm going to look that child up next year and see if she, how she is and everything. And that's how I really chose her.
Yeah.
And the article was a full page of her. She was on the soccer team, and it was East and West were having a game, and the proceeds were to go to her and help with medical expenses. And I was just so moved by the story, and all of the kids that were just rallying around her, the schools, both of them, and the coaches from both teams. I just thought that she would be a wonderful candidate,
and
she
I might mention
to it.
And you said something very important there. You know, since 1997, when the high school split into East and West, there's always been a sort of a rivalry, not only in sports, but just in schools in general. But I have often said and thought, when you get right down to it, though, we're all Jessamine County. And what was very classy about all this is the very first fundraiser, one of the first, that was done for her. Now, remember, guys, she played soccer for East Jessamine. Was put on by the West Jessamine coach and team. They're the ones that came up. And they added at their school. They had a silent auction. They raised money. One of the classiest acts I think I've ever seen in sports in this county was how West Jessamine soccer team did all this for an opponent. And because at that point in time, we're all human.
Yeah.
We're all human. We're mankind. Kylie has a rare form of leukemia, folks. And she, I guess this year, she just finished her, she's a junior. I guess it'll be next year she'll be a junior or senior.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the cool thing is that she has fought this. And guys, what she has gone through, you just can't imagine the chemo she has taken and continues to take, and who knows how long it'll be, and it's in infusions and pill form. It's been pretty rough. But she has done so well. Her attitude is so great in that she's going to play soccer again. I mean, even though she's not cured, she's going on. And that's what I think 40% or 45% of the Relay for Life is all about, to celebrate those people like her and you and others who have gotten through this journey, which is one of the hardest you'll ever do. Now, there's 45%. I'm going to give 10% to raising money. And then there's another 45%. And that is to remember those people who ended their journey another way. Because you all have a very special ceremony at the end of the night. You started off celebrating. You end it remembering. Tell us about that ceremony.
Luminary.
Yeah, yes. That's cool.
Well, it's at dark. Dark time. It's all dark. And they announce the ones who have bought luminaries. And they are to be in honor of or in memory of.
Right.
And generally, the people that have purchased those will find the bag that they have bought with their loved one or friend that's written on there. And, of course, they search them out during light.
That's right.
When it's
light. That's right.
Because it gets dark, and they announce the names, and they have beautiful music in the background. And it is very moving.
It is.
It really, truly is.
It is. To see those lights around that track go up, and to remember those people that were lights in somebody's life.
That's right.
And what's cool about it is last year, and I remember seeing this, you saw me, they search it out, and then after it's over, they can take the bag home with them and as a keepsake. Now, the important thing about that, guys, because you may be listening and thinking, oh, I want to buy one of those because my mom died or my dad or my friend. All you have to do is come to the relay tonight. Now, the relay is free. It doesn't cost anything to get in, right?
That's right.
They can show up.
Yes.
Now, when they come in, let's talk about what happens today. At 4 o'clock, it starts.
Okay.
So they show up at West Jessamine High at about 3:30. Take me from there.
Okay. There is an entrance around back. Mm-hmm. And there's tables. There's a table for luminaries if you'd like to purchase
them. Now, how much are those?
$5.
So for $5, you get a bag, and you get to put on it in memory of or in honor of whatever you want. Okay,
good. And like I say, they have a lot of students there that will help put them out on the track. And when it is luminary time, everyone will get a candle.
Okay.
And that's what is also, not only are the bags lit up.
Right.
But you will have a candle in your hand.
Okay.
And that is a visual thing, too.
Sure,
it's
sure,
just really,
sure,
really, really nice. Yeah.
Now, so, they come in, they buy their luminary. If they wish, you can do that. Now, what else do they see as they show up? Now, 4 o'clock, we know, is the survivor lap. You start with that. But what else do they see for the rest of the night?
Well, there's going to be a schedule. Mm-hmm. And when you're inside for my dinner and reception, it's going to be placed on the tables. But for outside, it will be announced throughout the evening. And we also have a silent auction, which is very big. And it's, you know, it's really neat. You go inside R.J. Corman's tent.
Right.
It's all lined around the tables. Margaret Peel is in head of that this year. And she has several nice items that have been donated from the teams. And all of that money at the very end, now they have a cutoff time. I don't have the schedule with me. Should have brought it. But there's a cutoff time that will be announced. And then the last person that has written their name on that, that will be their item for whatever cost, you know, they choose to put on there.
Okay, so that's the silent auction you've got, and if it's anything like last year, some great items, all kinds of different things. I actually did find the agenda here that you have. Now, I want to mention, you mentioned the lunch. That's a survivor lunch, people. If they are a survivor, this is not open to just anybody, folks. This is a survivor of some type of cancer. Can they still come to that? Because we're on the air right now at about 11:15, and it starts in about an hour and a half or two. Can they still come if they're listening?
Yes. Okay. I'll tell you what. I sent out this year, people that I know of, 280 invitations for Jessamine County.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because there's something I would like to mention. Of course, I serve on the committee, and I have stayed for the meetings for the captains of the teams. Mm-hmm. And I have told the ones that have showed up each night that we've had a meeting that if they have a team and they have a member on that team that lives in Lexington, but that team member is raising money for Jessamine County. And they are a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
They are invited inside.
Good.
Even though they may not have an invitation.
Right.
But as you come through the front entrance of the school, Linda Brock, who helps me with the registration and the shirts, she has extra forms for them to fill out. And they will receive their shirt. They come in the cafeteria, sit down. We have a meal. And we have door prizes for the cancer survivors.
That's for the survivors. The registration's at 12:30. Your lunch is at 1:30, correct?
1:30, yes.
All right. Now, let's go on into the 4 o'clock. And, folks, if you're listening and you just want to come and participate because maybe you have been touched by this, at 4 o'clock we're going to have opening ceremony. You've got posting of the colors. I think one of your local Girl Scout troops, is that
It is. Pam Muir heads that up. Okay. So she will be doing that again this year.
Of course, we'll have the national anthem, and we're going to also recognize any community leaders that show up, and then we'll do the survivors lap, and that's the one where we get to pay tribute to those people And folks, there's a lot of cheering and clapping going on during
that.
Then you've got a caregiver's lap.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We probably wouldn't be here if we didn't have wonderful caregivers that have helped us throughout our turmoil, whatever things that we have experienced. And so they go around the lap.
Mm-hmm.
And that lap has been in the last few years. We added that on because it's just very meaningful. I know myself, my husband was my caregiver. And
Tough.
It is very tough.
It is tough. I have, I've been one.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, and I always have to say to start.
You live it.
My wife, you do. My wife went through it. She went through it. She went through the pain. She went through all of that. She went through the hardness. It was tough. But I felt like I aged 20 years because of the worry and the stress and, you know, and all that. So, yeah, caregivers. Even if you're not a professional nurse or doctor, you're still very important to be there for support. So you have a lap for them.
Yes.
Then what is the purple glove dance?
Oh, well, that was introduced about 3 years ago. And when they introduced it to me and they said, now we want you to mention it inside because they need to know what the purple dance is. And I thought, well, I can see us women, but the men, I can't see a man wanting to do it. I got a shock for me because the men get just as involved. They put the purple gloves on.
Now, is purple for cancer research? Yes, is that the color you use?
So they put the gloves on, and we have in the past a lady from Jazzercise, mm-hmm. and I do not know which one. She gets up on the bleachers, mm-hmm. and she kind of instructs us into the movement of the hands.
So you can participate in the dance.
Oh, absolutely.
While you're wearing these gloves.
Yes.
Now those
your hands go up in the air.
You don't have to bring your own. These are provided.
No. Okay. After we do the first lap.
Yeah.
There will be someone off to the side, and we'll hand you a pair of purple gloves.
That's cool.
It's really a fun activity.
Yes,
everybody has fun. And my husband has taken pictures all through this, and we look at them afterwards, and we can just see their faces.
I think a video of Gary doing it would be hilarious.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Now, right after that, and you've mentioned team a couple of times, tell people when they get there, if they've never been before, you will notice around the inside of the track these different tents and booths set up.
Yes.
Tell us how these teams come about. What do they do?
Oh, my. We have so many teams that, they have been confronted by someone on the committee. And if you were a team last year, you're on our top list. We want to make sure you're going to come back.
Now, this could be a business. It could be a church.
Schools?
It could be a school. It could be just a neighborhood.
Just a neighborhood, yes.
And you've got all kinds there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And folks, listen, they cook out, they bring their own grills, they bring food. It's amazing to see all of this.
It's a fun evening.
It really is.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Now, let me tell, if you don't mind, some of the activities that are going on.
Yes.
Starting at about 4:45.
Yes.
You you can walk, folks. That's what this is all about. You can walk around that really nice track they have out there.
And you don't have to have be on a team.
No, you just come and walk and take a break and sit on the stands or go. Is the beef cattle going to be there?
I think so.
Grab yourself a hot dog.
Yes,
and then
they always have
walk
good
some
hot
more.
Dogs.
At 5:30, you are having a superhero costume contest.
Yes, that should be interesting because our theme this year is heroes.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Our theme.
Do you know, I don't know if you remember this or not, but and I hate to admit that I was actually in it. One year you all had a Mr. Relay race, and there was three of us guys. Somehow,
I probably have pictures of
that. I do, and it's I'll tell you what it was, folks. There was three of us guys, and we had to dress up like women, and we had to walk around the track and try to collect money from people, and whoever collected the most got a prize. And they had me dressed up And I know exactly what I had on. I had a pregnancy shirt on that belonged to my wife. I had some kind of a little pillow under there to make it look like I was pregnant. I actually went to Walmart and found flip-flops that were big enough to fit my feet. How you all wear those things, I'll never know. They about cut my foot in two. I had borrowed a wig from my mother-in-law, and we had, of course, I got this little beard and goatee. The wig was white. I had pearls. The best way I can describe it, and absolutely no disrespect to this woman, I looked like a pregnant Barbara Bush. That's kind of what I looked like. And my little girl, who is now almost 14, was a year maybe. I hauled her on my hip. And we walked around and collected money. Well, just as we got to the end, the storm hit. And everybody was running to the school. Well, there I was with a one-year-old child on my hip with pregnancy belly on in flip-flops trying to run up that hill. About died for the cause. But that was one of the events I had. That may have been the last time they had that, Judy. I don't know. Well, but is a superhero costume kind of the same thing?
Same way, yeah. They try to raise money. They go around and, you know, beg
for it. Well, I'll tell you what. I think I'd rather dress up as Superman than I would the pregnant first lady.
It should be, you know, proved to be really interesting.
It should be. Now, something new at 6 o'clock you were telling me about on the phone. You've got Old Charlie's, the restaurant included.
The last 3 years. Yeah. This gentleman approached me. Well, they always give me coupons to give away as door prizes for the people, the cancer survivors. And when he found out it that year, we had the theme was carnival. And as I was getting ready, the reason I went in to see him, they had changed managers. Mm-hmm. So I knew, well, I need to approach this person face to face. And I was so surprised. He caught me at the door. He said, wait a minute, you said your theme is carnival? And I said, yes. I thought, what's coming with this? And he said, I have always wanted to do a pie eating contest. So they've done it.
And of course, they make the best caramel pie in the world.
And it's the one on Nicholsville Road the gentleman that has helped me. And they, of course, they've changed managers.
Yeah.
And Casey is the manager this year. And of course, she came last year, the last 2 years she has attended. And she's ready to come
now, that's
again.
That's at 6. And anybody shows up can be in that?
Yes. They have like 3 or 4 tables.
Yeah.
I mean, chairs. I'm sorry. And a big table. It's real funny to watch, too, because their hands are behind their back, and they're trying to eat this pie. And one of the best things, they not only get a nice piece of pie, they get a $10 gift certificate.
Really?
Whoever wins.
So Charlie's cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
And they just do that on their own. They just want to
And I tell you what, and you know this, is as many people as you have volunteer, if it weren't for sponsors like that and groups that gave door prizes and all that, you couldn't do this.
No.
You couldn't do this. At 6:30, the tents are going to be judged.
Yes.
That's the judges around there.
Yes.
At 8:30, Jazzercise, I guess, is going to be available.
They do that. That's a lot of fun.
And you're saying, well, what happened between 6:30 and 8:30? Well, people are going to be walking and visiting and eating and bidding on the items. Kids Corner's going on. Kentucky One Health is doing that for the children.
Yes, uh-huh.
Then you have the superhero craft table and the tent. Is that for children?
That's for children,
too? Cool. At 8:30, the silent auction ends, and that's when they'll start setting up the luminaires. And then at 9:15, we'll have that ceremony.
Yes.
And then at 10 o'clock, it all is over. Now, did it used to go overnight at
yes,
one time?
Yes, it did. And, you know, you may be asking why we changed from Friday to Saturday. And the answer to that is we're just trying to reach more people. In the past, people would maybe stop by, and half of the what was going on is over with because they were on their way home from work.
Yeah.
So we thought maybe Saturday might be a good day, and that's why we're doing it on Saturday, just to give it a try and see how it works
out. And
we're hoping to get more people participate.
And it used to be, now I know when it first started, a lot of people actually would stay up all night, but that kind of waned a little bit, didn't it?
It did, because people started taking their tents home and, you know, tearing it down.
Well, I think it'll work. I mean, it's you know, 6 hours don't sound like a long time, and it's really not, because you'll have so much fun and go quick. But it gives everybody a chance. Yeah, you're right. They're normally not working, and so they can come on out. And you don't have to be right there at 4. You can show up at 6 or 7 or whatever. No.
But we do hope the cancer survivors comes to the reception and the meal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have two ladies that have been helping me the last few years. Mm-hmm. And Pam Muir helps and Nancy Figg. Yeah. They've been helping me. And because I couldn't do it all.
Sure. Big job.
So, yes.
Now, who's the chairman this year of the Cancer Society here in Jasper County?
The chair is Brandy Osborne.
Okay. So she's got her plate full, doesn't
she? Yeah, I'm sure she does. Yeah. Everybody has their job. You know, this years ago when I was asked to come to it, I met a lady by the name of Paula Sowers.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Jan Teeter headed it up that first year that I went to it. And after then, I seen a small, and I feel like I have to tell you this, and so many people have already heard this story, but it just really, you know, everybody can help out. It really, you know, if it just gets at your heart. I had seen an article, and it might have been 3 or 4 lines, and it said, and it was the year after I had went to my first relay. It said, anybody out there would like to help, we could use your help. Come to a meeting at 4 o'clock in the school library. And because of the experience I had that first relay, I wanted to do something, and I was still working at that time, so I didn't know how much time I could devote to it. I went there, didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. And Margie Malone and Patty Elliott, I think they were the chair and co-chair at that time, and they worked at that job for many years. And then we've had other people come along. Mm-hmm. But when they went around the table, and I, like I said, I didn't recognize anyone, and they came to me and they asked me why I was there and what I wanted to do. And I told them, you know, I don't know what I can do, but I want to help in some way. Mm-hmm. And this lady named Paula Sowers, she put her hands up in the air. I can see it right now. And she said, I know what she can do. I'll take her. And really, she's the one that kind of inspired me all these years.
Yeah.
She passed away in 2017.
Was she Don Sayers' wife?
Yes, yes. And 2017 is when she passed away. Or, no, that wasn't right. It's 2000. She passed away about 10 years ago. And so then it was myself and Becky Doyle. And Becky helped in it for several years. And like I say, in the last few years, Pam Muir and Nancy Figg, I have to say their names because they really have helped us grow as far as what we do inside.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people that's been involved in the last 20 years,
oh,
a lot
yes.
of things.
Yes.
Well, let's tell everybody now. It's about 11:30 on Saturday, and the relay is going to be starting here in a little while. Now, the first thing's going to happen at 12:30. Registration starts for the Survivor Dinner.
Yes.
If you want to come out to West Jessamine Middle, folks, West Jessamine Middle is where it all is held. Come in, get registered, have yourself some lunch if you're a survivor. And then at 4 o'clock, general public, you can show up and buy your luminaries, get ready for all the nice things that are going to happen till 10 o'clock, and that's all today at West Jessamine Middle. Is that right?
That's right.
Great. Well, good luck. Hope
well,
you have
thank
a,
you so much.
A great time, and everybody enjoys it. It's just a lot of fun. It's just a whole lot of fun, and I hope it certainly continues throughout the years.
And you know, the weather, it looks like it's going to be good.
That's good. That's good. Let's keep it that way.
Yes. And I thank you so much.
Thank you.
For this.
My thanks to Judy Likens for coming in this morning and talking about the Relay for Life. It'll be happening this afternoon at 4 o'clock at West Jessamine Middle School. I appreciate you coming in also. We'll have another All Things Jessamine next Saturday morning at 11. Don't forget, I'm on every morning with my regular show. Weekdays from 6 to 8, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.